A succubus stole my Snickers.
That's right.
Yep. All right, we're warming up.
Yep, and you are listening to Supple Sounds. This is Supple Sounds, an affiliate of Not Now Podcast.
Not your mother's sounds. That would be disturbing to you.
These sounds are more like hounds, and they're on the graveyard grounds. So better watch out, because you'll be shedding pounds when you try this new diet pill supplement.
Oh, I knew we should have gone commercials.
Yep.
Or maybe next time.
Next time. There's always next time, unless there isn't.
So this is our warm-up episode. We're getting ready. We're flipping coins and flipping out. And
gets better every time.
I wish we should just Snapchat your face right there. That's
catching a coin midair. Nothing feels better than that.
Yeah, it feels like
Bud. I almost said Bud Light. Bud Air Bud.
Feels like you're buck naked skydiving into a stack of
Kleenex. Just that.
First
just
thing blowing, that sounded soft. Just blowing it out.
Blowing it out your ass, like Charmin.
Like Charmin. I blow Charmin out my ass. It's very efficient. I just got to eat a bunch of toilet paper, and then it comes out clean.
On the way through.
Yeah.
It's like a hanky.
It's like the Activia diet for your stomach. It'll neutralize the acids, and you'll have a more balanced
Won't be able life. To digest anything for about 8 days after
eight
that.
Days. Yep. Don't eat the cardstock roll or the cardboard.
Oh, inside. Roll. Yeah.
Yeah, the inside. You don't want that. That's too firm.
And if you make your full way through a roll, that tube that holds it, the toilet paper tube in the thing attached to your bathroom, mm-hmm. that's kind of like an after dinner mint. Suck on that.
Just suck on it. Brush your teeth with it. Yeah.
Warming up.
You got to stop looking at me like that.
I can't help it. It's the coin flip. Coin flip. Coin flip. Coin, 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 coin flip.
So what two topics were we leaning towards?
The wacky sayings.
Okay, wacky sayings.
Wacky sayings and... the other one was survival stories.
Survival stories. All right. So if we go into it, I feel like wacky sayings, like you said, we're just trying to work them into every bit of conversation that we can.
Yeah, we'll just have like, we'll do like almost skit-like, but we'll have, so it'll just be like a normal type conversation and like, oh, you just stepped in dog poop and you're just like, shlam-a-lama. And that's how it goes. Maybe.
Shlam-a-lama. You've never heard of that before?
My great aunt was called shlam-a-lama.
That was her maiden name.
That's very interesting, because my great uncle Slam-a-Lambda.
That's all right.
Raunchy.
That's raunchy. Yeah. So we're related?
It's gritty like an oyster. Oops. You should have said something while I did that. Instead
I know,
of me
I'm
just
sorry.
Saying it's gritty like an oyster.
I had
oops,
to burp.
And then it was quiet. That's gritty like an oyster.
Gritty like an oyster. I was going to say, that's what your uncle said about my great aunt.
My great aunt was gritty like an oyster. Gross.
That's so gross.
Okay. Oh. Next one was survival stories.
Survival stories. So imagine like, I imagine being in a helicopter for this and like someone's just picked up and they're like, I survived.
Do you want to do it more like stories of that happening? Or what if we did like Bear Grylls? Like we're just like, okay, you're trapped in a refrigerator. On top of Mount Vesuvius with the hairless elephant people. And you got to tell us how
you got to work your way through a survival thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like that too. We could do both of those.
We could.
Because we got some time to fill up.
Yep. 4:20. We missed it.
Damn it.
Damn it.
I was going to draw a dick.
I was going to flip this coin.
You gotta stop. It's gonna bite you whenever we get to the live show.
Yeah, it will, but I can't help it. I'm a coin flipper, Kyle. Coin flipper by trade.
Flip corner by tail.
Yeah. Trying to flip my head.
Oh, that was a nifty one. That was like a rainbow.
A rainbow coin flip. Call me Pele.
Coin flip tricks.
Coin flip tricks. Flip it left. You can try to flip it right for your darndest, but you don't know. Oh, it works.
That could be on toys we invented.
Try to unflip it.
This coin will only cost you $20.
$20, it's a regular nickel.
That's a regular nickel. Made entirely out of regular nickel.
It's been blessed by our coin pope, so you know it's legit. He has a quarter dispenser, like the guy.
His name is Cornelius Pope II. There was one before him. He beat us to the punch.
I don't know why I had the urge to just shout out. He beat us to the fishbowl.
He beat us to the fishbowl. Save it for wacky sayings.
That's true. Okay. All right. So what else are we going to do? Warm it up.
Okay. Shit. I had some games. No. All right. So we're thinking about possibly doing some warm-up games that are like ideas that seem too short for a full show.
Oh, yep. Yep. We were thinking that.
Yeah, we were thinking that.
I didn't just hear it.
Yeah, I discussed it briefly in the car.
Oh, yeah, we did.
On the way to the studio.
Yep. Now we're in the studio.
Yep, and it's too late. So, I don't think I wrote any of them down, but that's a lesson. That's a life lesson for me.
Lesson. Less than life is death.
Another wacky saying you got there. I feel like wacky sayings might win out the round. Depends what the coin says.
Yeah, coin's around.
Coin's around. Yeah, that's true. What a great saying. Oh, coin's around.
Summer square.
Maybe if we do wacky sayings, we could like come up with times to implement them.
You're getting pretty good at the left-handed flip.
You are.
Practicing. Back and forth, like a metronome.
Like a metronome that you'll never go home with.
Unless you get a small business loan.
I could loan you my metronome, but you've already lost my coin. So I don't really know if I trust you with that.
Yeah, I'm done with the double-handed flipping. We'll just flip this one, the bolo hat. Back to the bolo hat.
Back to the loaded bolo hat.
No, I flipped it once in practice.
How could you lose that? That was like a 50-cent piece. That's like the biggest coin there is.
Okay, hold on. Putting up the mic. Hold on.
Oh, don't put up the mic.
You gotta fill.
I can't.
Fill the note, Kyle. You gotta entertain him.
I'm unfillable. That's my other wacky saying. We're wasting too many. We're burning them through the warm-up.
Oh, look. This is that thing.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't work with these because it's broken. I have no idea where you flipped that. You flipped it beyond the grace of God. Yeah, but please don't fart right now.
Hey, listeners.
Hear this, listeners. I don't know why your fart sounds like that.
Don't mind my rummaging through your shit.
Oh, no, please. Did you find it? Oh, hey, I've been looking for that.
No.
Thank God this is a warm-up episode. Yeah, so do you want to we'll just go back to the show. We can pause it before we go live.
Nope.
Okay. All right, this is the warm-up rummage round. Whoever...
Got your rummages. I left a penny.
Oh, no, that's not the coin, but it... All right, that's coin. That's good. Did you lose the bolo hat, too?
Nope.
Oh, he's got the bolo hat. That's wonderful.
Where is it?
He's asking where it is. I still don't know.
It's somewhere around here. I heard it tick and talk.
Is it under the cooler?
No, because it went this way.
You know, it's odd that we have like a cooler here, but never store drinks in it.
Oh, shit.
That seems like a lost opportunity. Hey, that could be another episode. Lost opportunities.
Write it down, Kyle.
I can't. I'm busy filling dead air.
Yeah, I'll write it down.
All right. You write it down. I'll fill the dead air.
Yep.
So this is what it would be like if I had my own show and was just talking to the mic myself in a room with nobody else. That's like my life. So welcome to my life. Hopefully you enjoy me trying to fill the gaps. I'm not a concrete man, but I am a concrete stan, which is it's a hard thing to get licensed to be a concrete stan.
You need to call the city.
Yeah, you need to call the city. You get your permits. You got to get your don't mitts. You got to get admittance to your local library where you can read about being a concrete stan. If you get an opportunity to, please vote for Concrete Stan. I pledge to always be mixing things up. I pledge to churn and wait my turn. If given the opportunity, I hope to do you a solid. Some say that I belong in a driveway. I don't know what they mean by that. Concrete
Damn
stand.
It, where is that coin?
I have a second one.
I want that one.
Well, you can flip something else.
I'll flip you.
I realize that, but you're appearing once every 5 minutes, and I'm rambling on about being Concrete Stan. Oh, God.
Oh, the echoes.
The echoes will get you. Come back. Flip the ball.
Okay, we're moving on.
All right, we're moving on.
All done with that.
Charade. Yeah,
it was very real. it was in a charade.
Yeah, it was a very real crisis we've had, which is
losing 50 cents. If you've ever lost 50 cents and been, think about when Eminem and Dr. Dre heard that he was leaving the record label. They were like, we gotta search everywhere. And that's exactly what we just did. We searched everywhere. He didn't turn up.
Well, I didn't search anywhere. I had a mini stroke.
You searched for life's great meanings. I gotta stop with my shit.
I searched for
a concept.
I searched for words while I was rambling through my life.
Oh, that's a good one. Human word search. That could be a warm-up game.
They call me the crossword puzzle murderer. 18 across. That's where you'll find the bodies.
That's a good one. Obscure serial killers.
Things to be fixated on for a serial killer.
I am the hangnail hangman. I search out people with hangnails and I end their misery.
Oh. This victim has another hangnail. It must be his call sign.
Did you think you hung them by their nails?
Yeah.
That's awful.
This person looks very regular. The regular killer.
The regular
Oh my god.
Wait,
gosh.
This guy looks irregular. His accomplice. The
oh my
irregular
gosh. The not enough fiber killer. Fiber deficient killer? That could work. He takes away his victim's fiber. Their moral fiber.
I'm gonna find this guy if it takes every fiber of my being. Well, El Capitan.
No! Funny you should mention that.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
I don't know why I went with El Capitan.
El Capitan. That could be a saying.
It is a
wacky saying.
It's a very real saying. Cat's out of the bag.
Captain Ill.
Captain Antoniel?
That's an existence. Did you lose another coin?
No.
I just gotta have like a big jar of coins here for you.
Oh wait, I have 50 cent coins over on my side.
We can just lie. Just lie. Are you still? We'll find it. Alright. Whenever we're done with this warm up, we're going to find a 50 cent piece. If you are listening to this and we're alive and still broadcasting, please send us spare 50 cent pieces for when we inevitably flip them into oblivion.
One was lucky. It was going so good.
You know,
I think
what happened was you hit 88 flips. It just went back in time.
Yeah, it was hitting, 88 RPM.
Yeah.
Yep.
88 flips within like 3 feet. It's a hard span to hit.
Yep.
Brennan has thumbs as thick as a squash. they call him squash thumbs.
Squash thumbs. Close relatives to Sasquatch.
Yeah.
he has a sass the size of a squash. Sasquatch.
His sass is the size of most people's ass.
He has a very sassy squash.
Some people like to call them the gargantuan person.
Gargantuan?
Yeah, but it didn't work. it was copyrighted already.
And he fell into a deep depression.
He fell into a deep depression, never squashed again. No, wait, we're talking about... That's not fair. That's not nice.
What?
We're talking about you.
Oh!
Your thumbs.
I thought we were talking about Sasquatch.
No. I don't want you to fall into a deep depression. Did you hear me talking?
I thought it was Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
I thought he was the deep depressed one.
Do we have urban legends on the list?
No, that'd be a good one. We have ghost stories. We had
tall tales. We did tall tales. I feel like that was kind of like urban legends.
Yeah, but none of that had anything to do with urban legends.
No, we went very far from the trath. Or trath. Path.
The trath. that leads is the...
He who trath last, trath best. Oh my god, I feel like we're gonna end up with wacky sayings. If we don't, yeah. I'm gonna be just disappointed that we've come up with so many. We're on a roll.
Oh, that's a right. good one. No, just kidding.
Do you feel like we're warmed up?
I'm definitely warm.
I mean, I'm...
And I'm up.
I'm up. And I'm up.
Now I'm down.
Now I'm down. Oh. Is that depression kicking in?
Can't find that goddamn 50 cent piece.
Well, look for it, damn it.
What if it was in my pocket? Did I flip it into my pocket?
That would be amazing.
That would be. Too bad I didn't.
Another we were just talking about your coin flip tricks and how wonderful they are.
Yeah, I'm an Olympic coin flipper.
Coin flipper. Occasionally I lose one. Don't blame me.
Blame the field.
When you gave me that coin, you accepted the risk. You know the consequences. Show me the consequences. Yeah.
Here come the consequences. Here
come the oh my god, that was good.
Personal interest. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, that was Ben. That's was a warm up.
That was a warm up.
You witnessed the warming.
We rambled on, talked about our show a little bit. We're going to flip a coin for it, come to live segment. And we hope you've warmed us up for another episode.
Yeah, next time we'll get Al Gore to come and tell you about our podcast warming.